The new movie Black and Blue is an action thriller about a woman who tries to straddle a divide between two groups of people, African Americans and the police who are supposed to be protecting them. The New Orleans police officer who tries to bridge these worlds is Alicia West, played by the actress Naomi Harris.
Huh?
Against the wall.
What's the problem?
Up against the wall.
Hey, take it easy, all right?
Against the wall!
In the movie's opening scene, she's going for a run. She's wearing a hoodie. Cops stop her for questioning, and it turns rough. While they're searching her, they find her police badge.
Sorry about that. We're looking for someone that matches your description. You know how it is.
Yeah, I know how it is.
This is a very American story, and the actress who carries the film is British. Our co-host, Ari Shapiro, spoke with her about how she relates to the themes of police violence and mistrust.
I mean, I was definitely very aware that it is a uniquely American story. And so, you know, I had to deep dive and do all of my research and so on so that I honored that experience and could play it as authentically as I possibly could. But sadly, you know, the American experience is not exclusive to America. We have the Black Lives Matter movement in the UK, and we have a breakdown of relations between the police and the black community within the UK as well, and many unexplained deaths of black people, perfectly healthy black men in particular that have been arrested and then ended up dead in police custody. And all the issues that you have in America, I think they're much more extreme here, but we have them in the UK as well, for sure.
Yeah. What kind of research did you do?
I was incredibly lucky because Tyrese, who obviously, you know, co-stars in the movie, is from South Central LA. And he was like, the experience that Alicia had growing up and the kind of community she came from is exactly the community that I came from. And so I'm going to help you, and I'm going to be there for you and explain any sort of cultural differences that you don't get.
Can you remember something specific that your co-star Tyrese Gibson told you about his experience growing up as a black man in LA that was very helpful to you in understanding your character in this movie?
I mean, one of the moments that really stuck out in my mind was when he calls the police for help in the movie.
I called y'all. It's me.
And they come and they actually kind of handcuff him.
Back up.
What?
And harass him.
I'm the one who called y'all.
Police, turn around, hands on the counter. Spread your legs. Spread your legs.
I'm the one who called y'all, sir. Mm-hmm.
And he was saying that that is an experience that he's seen happen many times before, and how frustrating, belittling, anger-inducing that is as a black man who's, you know, called for help and then actually ends up being treated as though they are the criminal.
These themes that we're talking about seem like they could fit into a very dour and heavy movie, and this film is anything but.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes, Dion says that this movie is candy with medicine in it.
This is the director, Dion Taylor.
That's right, yes.
It's a big step for you, because even though audiences have seen you over the years in Moonlight and the James Bond films where you play Moneypenny, I first noticed your performance in the zombie film 28 Days Later back in 2002.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the first time you've played a leading role.
That's right, yeah.
What did it take to make that leap?
So I always said I didn't want to play a lead because I always, I've always found it quite stressful.
So it was
acting.
A choice.
Yeah, I always said, you know, I don't want the weight of a whole movie because it's kind of stressful enough coming in and doing your part.
Mm-hmm.
And I just enjoyed this kind of collaborative experience of being a part of this whole process. I didn't want to like have the entire spotlight on me. I mean, it's very typical of my kind of personality because I'm much more of an introvert than an extrovert. Bizarrely enough, given that I'm in
you're
this
on
profession.
Screen seen by millions.
Yeah, exactly.
Except it's funny, you say, even without playing a lead, playing any role in a film is stressful. You chose to play a lead in a movie that is so stressful.
Oh my gosh, it's so stressful. It's, and it's funny because, you know, you read the script, you think, oh, that's great. Oh my gosh, it's so exciting. It's brilliant. And then it's not until you actually start filming it and you realize, what? I've got to be running every single day. I've got to be scared every single day. I've got to be jumping through windows. You know what I mean?
And is that what filming is like? Like every day you're running and jumping through
every
windows?
Every day, running, jumping, terrified. I actually signed a contract which said that they weren't even going to get me to run.
Oh, Really?
So, yes. So I did no preparation, physical preparation for the role, because I was like, you know, someone else is going to be doing all the hard lifting for me and I'm just going to act it. And then you get there and you are confronted with the amazing Dion Taylor, our director, who... you know, just smiles at you and just says, hey, Naomi, would you mind just running from here to there? And then that's all we're asking, would you mind? And you go, yeah, sure, Dion. And then the next day it's like, would you mind running from here to 2 miles down the road?
And so then you did no preparation and suddenly you're sprinting on camera with blanks being fired at you.
Sprinting, jumping out windows, you know, jumping off things, being hit, thrown across the room in chokeholds. I mean, it was... Yeah, it was rough.
But
it was
sounds
an intense experience.
Maybe you proved to yourself that you can do something that was a little intimidating that you hadn't done up until now.
You know, that's really interesting, actually. That's a really interesting point. And I really did, because at the end of the movie, I was like, I love playing leads. I want to play leads
really?
All the time now.
So what did you have wrong about it? Like, what was your misconception?
My misconception was that it was actually more stressful playing a lead, but actually it's less stressful because you're on all the time. So you don't have time to kind of wait around in your trailer getting nervous and worrying about, like, you know, the scene and getting all head up about it. And also, because you are the lead, you get to set the rhythm for the whole piece and the tone and... you know, just the vibe on set. So it becomes like your family, your thing that you've created. And it just feels really special. And I really just got over my nerves, because usually before I'm acting, before any scene, I'm nervous, you know. But I wasn't nervous during this because I was there every day. These
you're
were
in the
my
swimming
friends.
Pool, you're
you know,
used
these
to
were
the
my
temperature
family.
Of the water. Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the themes of the movie is that while there are dirty, corrupt cops, there are also a lot of cops who just kind of go along with the corruption because...
I think that's the majority, to be honest. I think the bad apples are very few and far between. I think most people are engaged in criminality by turning a blind eye. Because, and actually, I think that's one of the strong themes of the movie, that actually, by doing nothing, you do a hell of a lot, because you're not standing up against what is wrong.
So what does that say about the challenges to actually making change?
I think it says that the real challenge is getting over apathy. You know, there used to be a time when, you know, when the Black Lives Matter movement first started, where people were out marching and, you know, outraged. And now I think people just like, oh, this is just the way it is. And so the aim of this film is also to reignite dialogue and get people outraged again and hopefully get them active.
Naomi Harris, thank you for talking with us about your new film, Black and Blue.
Thank you for having me.